piece of machinery that you have in the house and it sucks up stuff from the carpet.
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and what do you call the stuff that it sucks into? It's a little bag that sucks stuff into? It's on the vacuum cleaner.
Well, that's my vacuum bag.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you have you can put like spick and span in or Mr. Clean in and you do your floors with? What do you put all that in?
Bucket.
And what do you call they're relatively new, but you put trash in them and you turn them on, they're electric and they mash trash things.
The garbage disposal.
Okay. Have you ever heard of compactor?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what do you call in the kitchen, it's big like this, and you put most of all of your garbage in, or it's outside to put leaves and trash in?
A garbage can.
Okay. What do you call the man that embalms people to be buried?
Funeral director.
Okay. And what do you call the car that they drive to the funeral or to the church?
The hearse.
Okay. And what do you call, the building where they put
funeral
up?
Home.
Okay, and then if he's already been in the, if he's already in the casket and they're just going to bury him, but they're not going to bury him, they're going to put him in a little house?
Mansion.
Okay.
What do you hate?
Mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
And what do you call these right here?
Cigarette.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight?
Sun porch.
Okay. What do you call an informal room in the house for relaxation?
Den.
Mm-hmm. And a room with a toilet and sink, no bath or shower?
Toilet and sink.
They don't have no bath or no shower.
That'd be the John.
Okay. Okay, what kind of heating equipment do you have in your house?
I have gas and electric.
Okay. And how is the heat circulated in the house in the winter? In your house? How does the heat circulate? Do you have just a little heater or is it central?
No, I just have regular heaters.
Okay. Do you know what you call a house like you have three or more rooms arranged in a line and when the doors are all open you can look in the front door and see out the back? You ever heard of a house called that?
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, shotgun house, does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking about a mouse house.
What about a dog trot house? Do you know what one of those is?
Well, your dog runs around anyway.
Well, according to this, it's a house with two separate rooms, and they're connected by a roof covering the open area between the rooms. I've never heard of it. You've never heard of it?
No, I've got a big den. That had a room with a house in it. I didn't call it a dog.
What do you call a house with a long entry hall that's set at 90-degree angle to a large single room?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a flying L or a hall and parlor house? Have you seen other small houses of distinctive design that you can name for me?
No, a little bungalow.
That's fine. Okay. Have you ever heard of a row house?
A road house?
Row house, R-O-W-H-O-U-S-E.
No.
Okay, what are these types of buildings that have rooms and bedrooms in them and a lot of people occupy them? It's not a house, but it has, like maybe a, it looks kind of like a motel room except you live there. Like motels. Apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant a lot of them live in one room.
No. Not yet. What do you call a large building in which the residents own the building and share the expense of maintenance? You find these a lot down on Destin and Fort Walton.